Welcome to the Beacon broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman. Today, we come to the third primary petition of the Apostle Paul in his prayer for the Colossian church. I say primary because some of these petitions have several sections to them, petitions and then sub-petitions, we might call them, other requests that support the main petition, and so there obviously are different ways of organizing and counting Paul's petitions. But I would say we're coming to Paul's third primary petition for the Colossian church, and it is his prayer for power, that they might have spiritual power. It comes in verse 11, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy. And so in this petition, Paul prays for the power which they need and tells them in this prayer where is the source of this power, and finally also informs them as to the purpose of this power. All very important items that we must understand if we are going to benefit from Paul's prayer and if we are going to desire spiritual power and appropriate it in a God-honoring way. And so thank you for joining me on this Tuesday, November 10, as we continue studying the book of Colossians. And many thanks for those whose financial gifts enable us to continue teaching on this station. Well, I don't think I need to convince you that the Apostle Paul was a man of great spiritual power. The record of his life and ministry certainly attests to that. And yet we realize that even Paul himself longed for greater power. We read about that in Philippians 3:10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being conformed to his death. Paul longed for greater spiritual power, for more of the power of Christ's resurrection to be operative in his life. The greatness of God's power, omnipotence, that's what we're talking about, the power of Almighty God, power great enough to raise Jesus Christ from the dead. And Paul prayed that he might know that power. He already knew God's power in his life in an unusual way. He had a great deal of spiritual power. He had more power for accomplishing gospel conquests, gospel advancement, than almost any other believer in his day. And yet, he didn't have as much as he desired. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. I want to have an experiential knowledge of that great power to add to the power that God has already entrusted me with. And so we come to Paul's prayer for the Colossian church. It's not surprising, therefore, if Paul prayed for himself to have increased spiritual power, it's certainly not surprising that he would pray for the Colossian believers that they, too, might have increased spiritual power. And so as we're moving along in this prayer, and the most obvious part of the prayer is verses 9 through 14, and after that we get into a section that some include with the prayer and some considered to be separate from the prayer. But verses 9 through 14 are clearly elements of Paul's prayer for the Colossian church. And in each of these verses so far, we see one primary petition. In verse 9, Paul prayed that the Colossians might be filled with the knowledge of God's will. In verse 10, that they might walk worthy of the Lord. And now in verse 11, that they might be strengthened with all power. Paul's prayer for the Colossians was important for them. I believe that Paul's prayer for the Colossians is important for us, that we need to understand this prayer as well. So what is this power that they needed and that I'm convinced that we need as well? And again, strengthened with all might is the way he puts it here. Strengthened with all might. The meaning of the words. The word power, dunamis, is the ability to exert force or perform a function. That is power made available to men. All power is complete power, unlimited power, fullness of power. And Paul prays that they might be strengthened. And here's where we see that word dunamis. Strengthened is a present participle that is made up of that word. Made powerful is another way to translate this. Made powerful with all might. Being strengthened, present participle, being continuously strengthened, being empowered, being invigorated. We see the connection between this petition in verse 11 and the ones that have gone before it. For example, in verse 10, Paul prayed that they might walk worthy of the Lord. And as we consider what that means to any significant degree, if we consider it to any significant degree, we realize that walking worthy of the Lord is a difficult endeavor. In fact, honestly, it is an impossible endeavor for every child of God who is not yet in heaven. Impossible to realize that to the fullest extent. We can realize it upon earth to a significant extent. We can all realize it to a greater extent than what we have presently achieved. But none of us are going to ever upon earth walk perfectly worthy of the Lord. Our Lord, who is perfect himself and who is worthy of perfect worship and perfect service and perfect behavior out of his followers. And we're not going to achieve that, are we? That is impossible. But the progress we make toward that goal is made possible by God himself. He's not calling upon us to do something which it's impossible for us to do. He's calling upon us to utilize the power that he makes available. And so we have in verse 10, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing with him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened. Present participle. Being continuously strengthened, continuously empowered, continuously invigorated and enlivened according to his glorious power for all patience and long-suffering with joy. And so God's provision is available to those who seek it from him. I can't do this. No, you can't, my child. Certainly not in yourself. Remember what your Lord and Savior said? Without me, ye can do nothing. So, no, in yourself, you can't do this. But do you believe that with my power, you can do this? Well, yes, surely, Lord. If you will give me your power, I can do this. All right. Pray for it. That's Paul's petition, to humbly and believingly pray for the power that God himself is able to give and willing to give. God's power is continuously available to his children to accomplish whatever he has assigned us to accomplish. And that's the key, isn't it? And this power is granted to the highest degree necessary. How much power do you need to walk worthy of Christ? Well, that's how much power is available. Whatever needs to be done, whatever God requires, whatever God is instructing you to do, you can do it in His power, not in your own. That verse, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me, is a parallel thought, isn't it? I can do all things in myself? No, certainly not. I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens, empowers me. And what are the things that you can do? The things that God calls upon you to do. Some people take that text in Philippians, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, and they apply it to all kinds of carnal goals and aspirations, which really have very little, if not nothing, to do with God's honor and glory and God's revealed will for their lives. It really gets to be almost foolish. It is foolish. It gets to be very silly at times to hear some of the health and wealth expositors on television going on about what we can do. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, so I can be perfectly healthy. I can be immensely wealthy. I can be unbrokenly happy. I had to coin a term there to get across the idea that I was trying to get across. It's the only one that would come to me right now, but I can be continuously happy. Never unhappy. No reason for me to ever be unhappy. No reason for me to ever lack financial resources. No reason for me to ever be sick or in pain if I will just appropriate Christ's power, because Christ said, Paul said, that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. So obviously I can do all of these things and many more besides. I can take a Christian athlete. I can win this race, or I can win this game, because Christ strengthens me for it. If I will just trust Him, I know that I can win. You can just think through this thing for a minute and realize that it doesn't quite work that way. Let's suppose that you've got a race and you've got two Christians in the race, and both of them are praying for Christ to allow them to win. They're both claiming the same promise. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I can win this race. They're competing against each other. Well, they can't both win. They can't both come in first. One of them may come in first and may not, depending on how many people are running. But one of them may come in first, but they can't both come in first. They can't both achieve that goal. They can't both claim that promise in that way. That's impossible. Which ought to cause us to stop and pay closer attention to the context in which that promise is given, and realize that this is not talking about doing whatever I aspire to do. It is talking about receiving from Christ the strength to do what He calls upon me to do. There's a very specific application of that in Philippians chapter 4. But there is a broader application, namely that whatever God calls upon His children to do, they can do it not in themselves. Oh, no. We know we can't. But if God calls upon us to do it, then God makes the power available for us to do it, and we need to rely upon Him. I can do all things that God calls upon me to do through Christ, which strengthens me to be able to do that. And that's really what Paul is praying for the Colossian church when he prays that they may be strengthened with all spiritual power. Until tomorrow, this is Greg Barkman. Good day. May God give you His eternal peace.